Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of our second edition Pathfinder playtest Pathfinder Society adventure, Arklord's Envy, for 5th level. Our story continues. Our heroes on the streets of Quantium in the country of Nex, investigating the murder of a Shapti Arklord.
People just kind of like shy away and shake their heads and try and get the hell away from you and Eab.
Mirasil kind of like gets the name right this time with a diplomacy check of 11.
Okay.
Asks some random passerby. Okay.
They're still kind of weary. Sorry.
Could I retry the check?
With a critical fail, I actually should probably
send us to the Mugwani Expanse.
Point us in the wrong direction. Oh yeah, it's totally in this other town, thousands of miles away.
Yeah. If Matt hadn't jumped in with that nice role-playing save, which I'm going to let him keep, I would have had you guys go back a step here, but you're very cleverly going, oh yeah, you got the name wrong. I just kind of ran with it. So what about our two standerbys? So, Katapesh, gentlemen, and assumed Katapesh, gentlemen. Here we are in the south of Nex with two foreigners, a female elf from who knows where, and a paladin of Amode, obviously not from the area, and they are just approaching the populace in the wrong manner, and they are, you know,
not helping.
The circle around us is, and the traffic is just getting bigger and wider, and you know, and the guard's not helping. Well, he was actually helping with my plus, but
well, knowing that
you guys want to have a go?
I do actually live here, and I have our shop is just over there. How is the by the way, Tim, over here, Tim, do you happen to remember where a merchant named Lydia is?
Adima, how's your sister? Oh, it's been so long, man.
Shush. You do not talk about my sister. I know what you do. It's creepy. Go away. No, don't go away yet. Tell me.
Okay, fine. No, I won't talk to you.
tell you what. I get you over for dinner one day. But first,
I would not dream of putting your sister in that kind of position. I keep business and pleasure completely different, my friend.
We both know that you are not telling the entire truth right now. But that is beside the point. Where is Merchant Lydia? Do you know?
Who would know?
Anyway, he points at a stairway, and you don't see it. And he's like, "Well, behind there's like a merchant cart that's like set up for the day. You know, the part-time ones that pop up everywhere are sort of covering." An entrance that you can't, you know.
Street meat vendor.
Yeah, that kind of thing. There's a little canopy and everything. You can't see the little sign over the low doorway that normally would have, you know, ticked you guys off standing out in the middle of the street looking for this place. It's just kind of
How did I miss that? I normally get kebab there. Okay, thank you.
You want to get kebab?
Not right now.
Oh, I was kind of hungry.
Dim, go on your way. I get you dinner with family. Go.
Okay, bye. Later, Abdima. You're the man.
Well, yes, I know. Oh, don't forget to come to training later.
You're the man, Steve.
We missed you last week. Anyway, it's good. Fellows, I believe we know where we're going. After you.
So, Captain Protein here, like, runs off to the side, has a quiet conversation with somebody, and comes running back to the, you know, the middle where Eab's still screaming, and the paladin looks confused and says, you know, guys, here we go. Right over here, near the side of the kebab. So.
Yes. So, Good job, friend. You found the way to Lysandra's shop.
No, I don't think I did.
Damn it, Oz. Lydia. Just keep your mouth shut when we get there. I don't think you're going to be any help at all if you keep getting the name wrong.
Oh, that one I did, yes.
So you guys, tempted by the delicious smell of kebab wafting up and down the street, stand in front of a low-arched, some archaic arcane symbols, very old, very basic, you know, we buy and sell magic here, that kind of thing. But it's like very simple runic, very universal, on a wooden sign on a low stairwell. So you go downstairs, follow a rail, and in sort of a semi-basement level, you know, those shops where head level is actually like street level. And there's like the low window at the ceiling. It's almost like a semi-basement kind of shop, right? Some... Diaphanous, sheer curtains pulled across, and you head in. The shop's interior is cool and shaded. It's a welcome change from the bold sunlight of the streets. Though the building seems large enough from the outside, after you descend the stairwell and head down into what you think would be like a massive basement parallel to the building above, the space within seems small. Perhaps this is due to the maze-like tangle of shelves filling all but a narrow walkway through the center. Each shelf bears a trove of trinkets, tomes, bottles, and boxes, and a boggling array of bits and bobs. Customers quietly browse the shelves. Only a few steps into the shop, a high glass-lined countertop offers a break from the tall shelves that are everywhere else. An astonishingly large woman with sky blue skin sits behind the counter, holding a magnifying eyepiece over one eye while examining a dark gleaming gemstone the size of a human palm. A moment later, she looks up and then stands, towering, though surprisingly in a non-threatening manner.
"Well, well, well," she booms. "I don't recognize you, so you must be new customers. My name is Lydia. How can I help you?"
And I will show you a picture of the creature. There is no, this is straight up, you know, prosthetic makeup, CGI. There is no actor I can cast. Not enough fingers and too many eyes.
Not enough fingers and too many eyes.
Her eyes are a pale orangey red, no pupils. She has two in the position where a person would, and three more that dot larger, slightly smaller, straight up the center of her forehead. Her forehead is split straight down the middle, around these eyes, two holes that look like brackets facing outward from each other for nostrils, a large purple-lipped mouth with large whale-like teeth, a prominent cleft chin, flapping cow-like ears, and a merchant's cap plopped atop her head, rows upon rows of double and triple chins in her bulbous, rubbery hide of a neck, and stylish merchant clothes adorn this 7-foot-tall maiden, who seems friendly enough. Welcome, this is Lydia.
She sounds like she came right out of that movie, The Hills Have Eyes.
What do you guys...
She's a looker.
What do you guys want to do? How about this? You guys can go with diplomacy out of the gate to try and get on her good side for information. You guys can try to demoralize her, coerce her with, you know, intimidation and that type of thing. There's also identifying, you know, what kind of creature this is, just exactly who are you dealing with, and maybe picking up a tidbit there. How do you guys want to go about this?
Well, let's start with a friendly introduction, some diplomacy just to try and get her on our good side right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Compliment her on her lovely array of chins. So a little diplomacy action. 24. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, honey, I've had these as long as I can remember. Probably my most fetching feature. But you're so skinny. We gotta get some rolls on you, honey. Then the men will flock to you, just like they do to my shop.
Indeed, indeed. Well, what brings us here today? I'm just curious, and then I'll show her the seal. Is this okay. Your shop seal?
Still talking about getting some neck rolls on you. She comes around the counter and says, "You know, I have some beautiful necklaces that'll cover that right up, and then the boys won't know what hit them. You know, scarves. We got scarves. We, you know, all this stuff like necklace accessories." And she starts kind of like trying to get you over to this one aisle.
Right, right. Well, perhaps that can wait a moment. I have something to inquire of you.
Okay. She stops talking, and the eyebrows go up, or should say the bulbous ridges above her eyes go up.
Well, I'm sure by now someone of your stature will have heard of the goings on with the, what was his name? The...
Caffeines?
Caffeines. I'm just curious. We've been tasked with investigating these strange events, and during our investigations, we came across a package bearing this seal. And I'll show it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Could you perhaps enlighten us on the nature of this?
Oh, you mean the Ark Lord. Terrible, terrible. Heard he was murdered. Well, doesn't surprise me. You know, bit of a, well, unpleasant dealings. Still, fair, treated all the merchants the same, though crappily. He always paid on time, you know, was never late, played good coin up front for anything he needed from us, and he bought from everybody. He wandered around, though I think he was smart enough to know that he was a little edgy and, you know, didn't go to the same shop twice a week or a month, you know, moved his business around so no one would sort of, you know, get tired of him, that kind of thing. But, yeah, I dealt with him. That's my seal. I have a look at this here. And anyway, she goes over this and, you know, oh, about a month ago we ordered this stuff. Yeah, I remember. Paid up front. Yeah.
Did he happen to mention to you anything of interest while he was purveying your wonderful shop here?
She seems hesitant to, like, you know, she's putting it together, like, yeah, I know him. Yeah, I dealt with him. But she kind of sees where this is going and you can see that she starts immediately backing off to share more info.
Well, I assure you, fair maiden, this of course, your involvement in this will be kept strictly hush-hush, shall I say? And then I try and lay it on, but maybe a little too thick with a 13.
You know, money talks, but, you know, when customers talk about other customers and rumors get around, you know, shall we say, you know, I don't want to get a bad rep in my store. You know, no, I don't want to talk ill of the dead, and I certainly don't want to talk about, you know, customers. No, I'm sorry. Like I said, I dealt with him, but now I think we're done here. You know, and she just kind of goes away and, like, helps somebody at the till with something.
So Miracil just kind of looks to her companions. Help me out here.
Well, you can't speak ill of the dead who are already dead.
Lady Lydia.
Hang on, honey.
Can I speak with you for one moment?
There we go. And five's a change. Oh, you're going to look gorgeous in it, honey. Just gorgeous.
And then she kind of, like, turns back this time, turning her attention to, you know, the paladin. And
that's quite the vest you got there. All cut and polished.
Anyway, dude's got no shirt on. He's just, like, wearing the Aladdin shirt. And he's all pecs. She's just kind of taking notice of how well built the dude is.
Somebody might put an eye out of one of those, honey.
Are you talking to me? Sorry, you said paladin.
Yeah. I think I got a good shirt to cover that up. You know, I mean, it's always great to show the ladies what you got, but, you know, not before a first date. And she kind of goes, you know, trying to get you down yet another aisle to, you know, buy something.
Oh, absolutely. But I do have a request. It's about an idea for business.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. A quick question for you. What do you have here for weaponry?
Well, what are you looking for? Falchion, Kukeri.
I am actually...
You know, I might even have Shakri. You know, this lovely... Used to be owned by a princess. Her name was Zena or something. Anyway, she'd throw it and it would come right back. Amazing thing. I got it in the back. Hang on a second.
It is intriguing, but I am actually proposing something slightly different. I'm wondering, would it be of interest to form a business partnership? My family is, we are a family of blacksmiths down the road. I don't know if you've heard of us, but unfortunately, we do not have the permits to be a merchant on our own. It would be, and I just finished graduating from the academia, the University of Nex. I was just, and my plan is eventually to form magical items and sell them as weapons and such, and armor. I do wonder if you happen to have an exclusive dealer of such items.
Well, honey, I buy and sell magic exclusively, of course. But, you set me up with a meeting with your father. Give me a diplomacy check up front, and, we'll talk later. It sounds like a solid deal. You're Abdir's son, right?
Indeed, I am. If you would like, I can show... the two of us will actually be working on the weapons. If you would like to see one, I have this sword right here.
Oh, sure.
It isn't yet enchanted, but it will be soon.
Well, see, that's the thing. A decent blacksmith, a weaponsmith, can make fine quality merchandise, you know.
Oh, yes, I understand.
But you still never know, until the enchantment goes in it, how well it's going to hold up. You bring me back something that's already enchanted so I can compare the magic quality with the weapon quality. Set me up with your father.
Anyway, and she kind of puts her hands on her hips and stands up like, you know, I want to talk to the, you know, you and your dad kind of thing.
That is fair.
But
I do wonder.
Still waiting on that diplomacy check, honey.
Eight.
Yeah. So, you know, she seems interested in the idea of business or whatever, but she doesn't seem overly impressed with the non-enchanted weapon that you give up. And she seems to want to talk to, you know, Peck Senior as well as you. You know, because knows the family business kind of thing. So that doesn't seem to be, this doesn't seem to be taking you anywhere. But she's not like she's booting you out.
Abdima, you've never told me you were a smith before.
You only met me today.
Enjoyed a fine dinner, too.
I know. And we've managed to walk all the way across town, and you've never mentioned this once.
I mean,
yes, I was discussing the book at that time.
There was lots of discussion, and also along the road, you seemed awfully suspicious of everyone.
Well,
you seemed busy.
I was. But I can unbusy myself to discuss means of the shops. I do dabble in the forging myself.
Speaking of forging, honey, can I interest you in some new armor? That ensemble you got there, it's awful shiny, but it does look kind of dented up.
Referring to, like, noticing the giant hit you took, remember?
Oh.
A golem swatted you crazy, said you haven't buffed out your armor yet, so you look...
This is nothing. By tomorrow, it should be gone. But you were talking about you wanted to see a weapon that is enchanted.
Hold on. Hold the phone. Are you telling me that armor regenerates itself, honey?
No, the armor doesn't regenerate itself, but the sword returns to...
Because that would be a +2 on a diplomacy check coming my way right there. I'm just saying.
But this sword does return to me every time I throw it.
She looks skeptical. Certainly doesn't want you to toss it around in here.
Is it for sale?
No.
Then why mention it?
You were looking for an enchanted sword.
I was looking to maybe buy and trade a enchanted sword, maybe even buy wholesale from your friend here and sell them to the populace, but...
Yes.
You're not interested in armor. You don't want to sell me your sword.
Then she turns her attention to old man Arif. You guys are 3 for 3. Not even waiting on you, buddy. Just goes right past the paladin.
How about you, sweet cheeks?
Well, unfortunately, I have nothing quite to buy or sell. But my friends here are most interested in information that you can pass forward.
Well, have you ever heard the hand... Like, I have traveled the cosmos. My race is known to... Well, you know, enough about me. Have you ever heard the term... Let's see. In Nex, I believe it's... one hand washes the udder.
I'll turn to Arles.
Well, the other hand milks the cow. Or is that the goat? Well, the other hand milks the cow. Or is that the goat? One hand washes the udder, and the udder washes... Oh, I forget how it goes.
I'll turn to Arles and say, yeah, quickly, what questions were we asking? Come forward.
Yes, Arles, we were looking for any information on the caffeine and their business dealings.
While they're off discussing...
There was a trade that was proposed.
Taking the obvious hint and...
Lydia. And caffeine herself.
Taking the obvious hint and being a little bit more aware of underworld dealings.
I would like to talk to you, Miss Mirasil, actually.
Mirasil pulls a gold coin out of her purse and leans forward and presses it into the merchant's hand. I understand what you're saying. Right. And remember, everything will be completely confidential. Any information you could share with us would be greatly appreciated.
A gold coin! One gold coin!
She says, and she flips it down on the desk and...
Dude, in this world, a gold coin is like a bajillion dollars.
Flips it over. Maybe I'll go to the local theater by myself. And she just kind of pushes it back at you. Look, boys, I'm kind of busy here, you know.
But of course, Abdima.
Mirasil, may I speak with you for a moment?
In the skill set, what talks about plenular creatures?
That would be arcane.
Would it be arcane?
Yep.
Okay.
Unless they're like from the planes of hell.
Religion?
Or a cult. No, well, unless there's like an actual plain skill in the second edition, we'd go to arcane because this is an arcane merchant, so.
Would it be, occultism?
Or celestial?
That's supernatural and could still be covered under the same, but anyway, if you guys want to give it a go.
I can perhaps assist, but my...
Knowledge Arcana 17?
Oh, yeah, we have a...
And Matt?
Just got to punch it in the roller. Knowledge Arcana 21. Not bad at all.
She deals in thousands upon thousands of magical item worth gold piece value of stuff, you know, but even though she has a whole bunch of trinkets, oh, it's good for your health or whatever, you know what I mean? To have something modify a diplomacy role or to give information to roll over on a customer, you know, if you were willing to sell your sword to her and then give her a discount, that would be helpful, diplomacy, and, you know, type of things. So this dollar bill going across, you know what I mean?
Would she be impressed if I do a bunch of push-ups?
I don't know.
Boss at athletics.
Can you guys, you know, I'm pretty sure the city owns that. Anyway, are you guys seeing this? DC 10, DC 15, DC 20?
So, Abdima, spiel us DC 15.
Okay, so we don't really know. This is, she is a Mercane Lydia. Do you know what a Mercane is?
Mercane. Something rings a bell.
Okay, a Mercane is a being from another plane. We're not actually sure where. That's definitely going to come up on a test. I should write that somewhere. Anyway, we don't really know where they came from, but they, the idea is that they come to our world and they sell and buy magical items a lot, just like Mercane Lildia. Unfortunately, we know that they tend to eat them or something along those lines. We're not sure why. It might be what makes more Mercane. It might also just be that they like being dicks. Don't know.
Right, of course.
Yes, but point being, they like all things that are magic. So they prefer to bargain and haggle and that kind of thing. But they rather than fighting, because they just want to get as much as they can and as many as they can, which is why I was trying to sell the magic item, but that did not work. I do have a suggestion, though. A way that, well, one, I think it might be best to, one, make sure that we all know about this kind of thing, so get our friends back over here. And two, another suggestion would be to get Arles there to give away one of his magical weapons. The other thing I was going to say is maybe you could suggest being an advertising girl. You have the form and the figure for it, and this is very much out of the corner. Remember, we had to ask. If she gets more people in here, there'd be a more likely chance of magical items.
Now, Marcel, you were talking about being streetwise, which I'm assuming is going to run off of social.
Yep. Well, it's there's a underworld lore I've got.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you like a roll for it, or?
Yep.
Okay, plus six.
More than one way to skin an arcane here.
Ugh, eight. My arcane knowledge was much greater.
Do you want knowledge social?
Well, I did get a 21 on my arcane knowledge, so. And
you're a magic guy that gave us solid magic advice. Don't be a douche and go, oh, you're a rogue. Let me explain this in terms you know. And then give him the advice he's supposed to know. I mean, you could, but it's just like, hey, Caffeine's gone. We got a new magical douchebag on the block. I know everything.
Hey, no. I mean, I am also a business owner. I'm going to be a business owner.
Yeah. Okay.
22.
Anyone can do this. I'm just trying to go with the lead of the class that's most likely. Give the nice lady what she wants. She constantly tries to sell you something. You know, we went in there, we opened strong with a personal compliment. She's a woman and she took the bait and suddenly likes Marcel. Then it was like, right now, talk to me like you guys are cops or whatever. Like, who the hell are you? You know, and she constantly tries to get you to buy something. And you're like, no. Let's get back to the matter at hand. Well, you're in a shop. She wants to sell you something. Right? So if you guys maybe bought something to soften her up or sell her something to soften her up.
If you're saying that her magical items are thousands of gold, then no, I can't do that.
I'm not saying you have to buy anything that, but just like some trinkets or whatever, you know, like do some business. She's a shop owner. You know, she wants business from you. To go to do something personable. You're jumping right to the personable. You know, you follow me? That's what your underworld knowledge would, you know.
I mean, ultimately it comes down to, I think the easiest way would be probably to buy something from her, but all my money is kind of tied up.
Indeed, I
did. In magical items that he suggested that you guys give away. What?
Shaking.
No, I'm going to make magical items. I just haven't had time yet.
Shaking her head as she notices Abdima smashes himself into a stereotypical role of the mercantile class.
I am nowhere near the mercantile class. That would be wonderful.
He's got little badges he's sewn inside his vest, you know, just starting off entrepreneur, amateur, and then works his way up. Okay. Arles. So these guys are in a corner, you know, re-strategizing. What's Arif and Arles doing?
Philosophizing all of a sudden?
Keeping the woman distracted? Looking at magical swords? Maybe you want to upgrade?
Yeah, so, I mean, just kind of jumping into this adventure, I don't really have much... I know you gave me the background one time, but I don't remember what we're doing here.
Okay.
Something about trying to figure out a deal or something like that?
So during our investigation of the magical workshop of the deceased Rune Lord guy.
Arc Lord.
Or not Rune Lord, Arc Lord. We discovered a package with a seal from her shop containing various magical items and we're trying to figure out if there's any lead we can derive from that that could point us in the direction of the perpetrator.
Yeah, murder mystery. Now, if you want, you can ask the DM, you know, does your ears perk up at the name McCain, her race, and then you can jump in and offer, you know, your special knowledge if you think that would help them. Otherwise, after Nex, these Arc Lords, there's a handful of them, rule the city, and they're fanatical about Nex. One of them's been killed over a book the guy wrote. Even if it's as mundane as a grocery list, he wrote it, everybody wants it. So the suspects are powerful wizards, and a powerful wizard was murdered for this book, and now the Pathfinder Society has been asked to step in and solve the murder. It's a very unusual murder case. It's not like a gun shot dark in the alley. The guy was taken from his laboratory. There's evidence of a battle in the laboratory, and he turns up dead at the bottom of a boot, like they're trying to make it look like an accident. We go out there, we peel the body, we find scratch marks, a suspicious letter, a couple mundane magical items, and here we are. Something else we found in his shop was Lydia's mercantile seal on something he bought that was relatively recent. So now we're shaking down the merchant. Well, what do you know? What kind of dealings did you have with him? And she was friendly at first, but now she's kind of clammed up.
Oh, Marizir, did you bring the package that you found in the deceased man's house? Or the Rune Lord's house?
Yeah, but he looked it over. Like she handed it over. And...
But of course, perhaps I don't think you've had a chance to look at it. Perhaps there's something you can determine from it, and I'll hand it over to Abdima.
Okay. Well, I was wondering, if this was something that came from here, it might be magical in and of itself. Could try to set it back.
Oh, very interesting, of course.
This is where you tell the DM you approach the NPC and try to sell it back.
Well, not yet. let's gather our crew together and inform them as to what we're going to try.
Okay.
And
So over at the counter, let's say that we have Lydia pulling sword after sword, going on about armor, you know, constantly trying to sell the paladin on something.
No, this is horribly unbalanced. Do you call that a sword? I've had dinner knives that are sharper.
It doesn't need to be sharp, honey. It's the poison. Contact.
Poison is hardly a weapon of the holy.
That's debatable. Depends on what side of holy. Obviously, you're interested in the exceptionally rare.
And she pulls out some Tupperware and just starts trying to sell you this mundane container.
So you're saying that it's sealed, and it will remain fresh for 3 days?
Exactly. I mean, who knew? A little refrigeration, you know, keep it near your icebox or even a cube, put it in the river, completely air and watertight. It is amazing.
This is very impressive.
Keep toes fresh for a week.
So who wants to take the lead on the negotiation? Probably be me.
She does seem to like you the most.
Who's got the best diplomacy?
I got plus 7.
8.
That's my
for
diplomacy.
Here.
She does seem to like you the most.
Let's talk about diplomatizing someone and being able to do it again within 24 hours.
Yes, any rulings?
Is there a gather info on that.
I haven't diplomacied her yet, and I got an 8.
Well, there you go. So we hand it over to the one who she's dealing with now, whisper in his ear, hey, maybe we can sell this stuff back to her in exchange for information. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. If she sold it to him, obviously it's of value.
So sell it for the information, like we'll give you this back if you tell us something?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'd give you a plus 2 for the item to be returned. It's some mundane stuff, but it's magical, like, building blocks, so it does have value to her. And if you're going to give it to her for free in exchange for info, I'll give you the proverbial plus 2, knocking him up to 10.
I really want fresh for 3 days. There are some crusades I go on. This would be very valuable.
So, with Frank's hand wave, you know, giving you guys the floor. He's just happy to observe. Old man Arif is observing you guys dealing with the merchant. A new plan to bring forth the box of stuff that she sold Kafanes, right? Kafanes Akhmet, the Arklord. Or Arklord Kafanes Akhmet, as he's known to his if he had any friends.
Yeah. Just the flesh golem.
Yeah. So who's the lead on this? You guys come up to the counter again, paladin stocking swords with Lydia.
Any of us can.
Arles will take the lead. He has the most diplomatic approach, and he is talking busily. He's got her more in our favor.
Now, all right. What if I were to put trail rations? How long would they last in this?
Well, trail rations are, you know, they're pretty much dried out and indestructible, but it would extend it a good week.
So then they would become nigh indestructible.
Sure.
And I assume...
So yeah, we'll pull Earl's off to the side, hand him the package.
Yeah, what is this?
This is the package we recovered from the magical workshop. Perhaps we could use it in the negotiation. Maybe she'd be willing to exchange information in return for its content.
Possible. If she values it, I suppose I would try. But I really think I do want that. She calls it two-pair wear.
Yes, yes, yes. Just another object to clutter your pack.
The purchase would definitely help add to the likelihood of our endeavors.
She says it's an amazing deal right now. Buy two, get one free.
I recommend you. That's an almost perfect number for us.
That's what I was suspecting there, Abdima. I knew you had the mercantile nose.
Two for you and one to tithe the Imode. No? Okay, fine.
You can keep the holy water fresh for days.
Just keep the DM.
That's great. You're also our editor.
So.
Very well. So, turn back to the table. Sorry, Lydia. My companions had a request. I told them about your two-pair wear. And they're as besmotten as I am. I will take the offer that you've given.
Tupperware, sweet cheeks. It's Tupperware.
Right. The native tongue is not. I'm still growing accustomed to.
Well, it's from another world. I just was the last that I could get my hands on.
Oh, well, very well. Here, I slide some coin across the table.
Oh, you're going to have to do better than that, honey. It traveled the multiverse. It makes it exceptionally rare on this world.
Well, fair is fair, Lydia. Well, if that's in the term for the market, then perhaps maybe throwing this few items in. And I slide the bag of reagents to the table.
Clever. Yeah, I could use this again. It's recyclable. Oh, yeah. Sulfide Imodium.
Can be handy.
All right. You got yourself a deal. Tupperware's yours.
Tupperware indeed.
Spits into your gauntlet. Thank God you had like a metal.
I'm polishing this later tonight. Yep. There's no worries.
There you go. Shake the hand, takes the coin, what you had, plus the reagents and, you know.
And
the resealable Tupperware is yours.
Excellent. Make the campaigning much easier. Now, Lydia, there is one few questions. Perhaps if you could help shine some light on the campaign's histories. If anything, you could aid us with. We, without any further assistance, would be hitting a block wall.
Diplomacy?
Yes, of course. We all diplomatize, soon as I find. I swear, I always have my diplomacy ready. It's just not often I have to bring it out.
Excuse me while I whip.
Take your time. Sword. Obviously, we all have all day.
Ah, my diplomacy.
We're just winning.
How the hell do winning. I roll two ones in a row?
Very carefully, sweetheart. Oh, you know.
Oh, roll 20s and balls. Lemons.
Look, I appreciate your business, all right? And it's not that I want to make any kind of enemy of the society, but you don't work for the god, and talking about customers and what they were into, well, if they're into other people and that might shine a light of suspicion on those people also might be my customers, and they might be upset that I'm talking about them in that shedded light, so to speak, honey, you understand? So I'm sorry, sweet cheeks. I think I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Very well, Lydia.
So he picks her up and goes,
ha ha, you're coming with me.
If you can't tell, you can at least point.
His athletic skill is epic.
Oh, that's through the roof.
With the 24 athletics, what were you doing? Flexing while she's talking to you?
No, not just flexing. I was doing handstand push-ups in armor.
Super bad push-ups.
Okay.
So you just see her like leaning down on the counter to get a better view of this, and the head's going up and down for the cadence, but she still says exactly, you know,
okay, two, three. That is impressive. But I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Critical fail is a critical fail, honey. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter what world you come from, even mine, although it's unknown. We even have those there. Out you go. Thanks for your business. You know, that kind of thing. Matt.
That was terribly enlightening.
Matt, can I have a social skill, please? Well, any sorry, everyone, a social skill.
Society?
Society check.
Society check. Thank you. Sorry. Call them out, boys.
I got 16.
10.
Not same time.
Sorry. 10.
16.
17.
Okay. Arles, you don't quite notice, but the other two, you notice that all the customers simultaneously stop what they're doing and shift subtly in their aisles, and it's completely simultaneous. As soon as she says it's time for you to leave, people just drop what they were looking at and turn, and you're kind of half turn in her direction. You know what I mean? It's like they're all bated breath waiting to see what happens next or something, you know.
Right. Well, thank you for your time. Arles, perhaps you could do this elsewhere? Raising an eyebrow at his Superman push-ups, not nearly as impressed as Lydia.
I was merely getting my balance before I left, and then I walk out on my hands.
I was going to say, he's up on two fingers now. 46, 47, 48.
This is how you built up her body.
He's not wrong.
Jeez, I knew I shouldn't have sold that Polaroid three worlds back. Ugh.
All right, so you guys exit?
Yep.
Okay, take the old man with you.
Don't want to pick a fight with the other world.
Inter-trans-dimensional merchants. Yeah. Not a good idea.
And once we get out, I roll back onto my feet. Abdu, you're Tupperware. Merso, you're Tupperware.
Strange, flat, almost fragile-seeming like material that actually bends a bit, but still, when you let go, retains its original shape. Doesn't look like it could actually stand up to any kind of sword strike or any kind of damage. You know, it looks like it'd be easily crushed, but it is somewhat malleable, and Arles claims it'll store food, airtight, you know, something to do with freshness.
Sure.
And to you, it's free.
Maybe quite useful for storing components.
Interesting. Well, perhaps you'd have more use for it than I would, and I hand it over. Abdima, what other leads do we have to follow?
Well,
dinner party?
Yeah.
It's like, more diplomacy checks.
Let's go to the dinner party.
Yes.
All right. Now, that's late. That's later tonight.
Yes, the hour is getting late. I'd like some time to get ready and to wash the stink of corpse from my vestments.
Indeed. I need to polish my armor as
golem
well.
Golem corpse of the Arc Lord had a scent to it.
See, it smelled like money. He smelled very valuable.
Wash myself in that.
Yeah, I know. Right? Kind of strange thing to say. Well, yeah, actually, you know that there's that brass and the brasso that cleans it, and the brass has that sort of cold, and there's like a weird metallic smell. It actually comes off on your fingers. That acrid, yeah. All right, gentlemen. Heading off. The sun is beginning to set. You could go to the Nexus house. You could just go, you know, back to your rooms where you're staying in town, freshen up and you know, re-merge somewhere, guys, and just head straight to the party. What is the plan here? Marisol wishes to freshen up.
Yeah, no, I'd like to go back to our room, too. I need to get a couple of dings out of my armor, and I'm pretty sure there's a couple of spots that aren't highly glossed yet.
Okay. Is there somewhere you guys want to meet?
The dinner room that we... In the Pathfinder Society Hall?
Nexus. Go back to the Nexus House, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are going to go home, freshen up, and then meet at the Nexus Hall to plan your next move, or get those papers to attend. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Arif wanders off directly to the Nexus House. Abdima, what about you?
If I find out now that I'm going to a dinner party, I would be going to... probably going to fix my spell repertoire. I haven't filled out all my slots yet, so figuring out some spells that would be useful in social situations would be probably a good idea.
All right.
All the help we can get.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
All right, gentlemen. Well, then we will see you next time at the Nexus House, where Upon arriving, hours later, you find Arles the Paladin showing off his Tupperware to the goblin. You know, keeping things fresh. The goblin's very impressed.
And for those who succeed on a perception check, you find out his armor somehow got shinier.
Yep. Rebuffed it. Rebuffed itself out.
If you're standing outside his room, he heard 1,000, 2,000, 3,000.
That's just him buffing the armor, yeah. Doing rotations, not push-ups, right? He just never stops.